We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am good, good, good. I'm glad we're having some sunny days. Makes me say spring's right around the corner.
Absolutely. And you've got a recipe that deals with some green stuff today.
Oh, I love asparagus.
I do too.
I always liked it. When I was a kid, Mama would buy a can of asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was those spears and you sort of divided them out because I guess it was expensive at that time, and we didn't buy a lot of stuff, but we didn't ever raise it. And then when we moved to Irvington, there was a lot behind the house, and it had a bunch of wild asparagus in it.
Okay.
So they would go out, but there wasn't a lot of that either. So you sort of divided it out. You got 3 spears or 4 spears because there was several of us in the family and we all liked asparagus. And at then, I don't remember seeing asparagus in the grocery. Do you?
I think it's gotten to be more plentiful over the last few years.
It certainly has. And then I worked for a while with Charlotte Bates and they had a huge field of it. She would bring me great big sacks. So I hated that she quit work anyway, but I really hated because I didn't get that fresh asparagus. And you know, I think what you buy in the winter into grocery, it's not particularly good, but in the spring, what you get is good. So I'm either hoping to contact Charlotte or get some good at the grocery, because I do like asparagus, and I've got some asparagus recipes. Thurman was telling me that she fixed asparagus this past week. What she did with hers, of course, you know my cohort in cooking crime is Thurman, and she took thin bacon and wrapped some bacon around each spear and then sprinkled it with Parmesan and baked it.
We do that at the house. It's very good.
Oh, she said it was wonderful.
You can't go wrong with bacon to start with, but bacon and asparagus taste very good together.
I was telling Nora that recipe this morning, and that's what she said. Bacon makes everything better.
Absolutely.
She had fixed that, and I'm sure she had gotten good asparagus because, you know, Bridget does the meals, and she goes to restaurant supply places.
Right.
And gets some really good. But she said it was wonderful. But mine are not those, but I've got some really easy recipes here with easy spring frittata. There'll be this first one. Use 2 tablespoons of Kraft Lighthouse Italian dressing, 1 pound of asparagus spears cut into 1/2-inch lengths, 8 eggs, 1/4 cup of milk, and 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. This said 2% milk shredded cheese divided, but I probably would just use the regular. You preheat your oven to 350 and heat your dressing in a nonstick oven-proof skillet on medium-high heat. You add the asparagus and cook 5 minutes, stirring occasionally. And you beat the eggs and milk and 1/2 cup of the cheese in a medium bowl until blended and pour over the asparagus. Stir until well blended. Bake 20 minutes or till center is set. Sprinkle with the remaining 1/2 cup cheese. Continue baking 5 minutes or until the cheese is melted. Cut in 4 wedges and serve. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It sounds very good, and it sounds pretty easy to do.
It's really easy and doesn't have many. You might have to buy the Kraft Italian dressing, but most of the other things are things, of course, the asparagus, wherever you get that. But, you know, everybody has eggs and milk and usually some shredded cheddar cheese. You know, with a salad, that'd be a very good or a good breakfast meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably could mix it up the night before and then just stick it in the oven while you take your shower and have it for breakfast.
There you go.
And you probably could, you know, people are doing a lot. They're doing frittatas and things, baking them in muffin cups,
and
which is handy and easy too. So I think I'm going to have to try that when asparagus comes in.
Let me know how that one turns out.
And then I got another one. I got asparagus and cheese potato soup. You need 1 large onion chopped, 4 teaspoons cooking oil, 3 tablespoons flour, 2 cups of 1-inch asparagus spears, and if you didn't have the asparagus, you can use broccoli and use the same recipe with broccoli. 2 cups of milk, 1 can of chicken broth, 8 ounces potatoes cubed, 1/4 teaspoon salt, an 1/8 teaspoon ground red pepper, cayenne, which just gives it a little bite.
Right.
1 cup shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Here I am with the cheese industry again. 1 small tomato, seeded and chopped, and 1/3 cup of sour cream. In a large saucepan, you cook the onion in hot oil over medium heat until tender. Sprinkle flour over the onion and stir to coat. Add the asparagus, milk, chicken broth, potatoes, salt, and red pepper. Cook and stir until thickened and bubbly. Reduce the heat. You're going to want to cut your potatoes pretty small so they won't be tough or hard. And simmer covered for 10 to 12 minutes or just until vegetables are tender, stirring occasionally. And add the cheddar cheese, tomato, and sour cream and stir until the cheese is melted. That's all, and that sounds good to me, too.
It does.
I like potato soup. Thurman made me some potato soup recently, and she did a pretty good job. But she didn't have the asparagus in it, but the asparagus or the broccoli would make it a little healthier, too.
Sure.
We got time for another one?
We do. What else have we got?
Asparagus and shrimp with penne pasta. Penne pasta or penne pasta, however you want to say it. Asparagus and shrimp go good together, too. I've had several recipes that have used those. And you'd a bunch of asparagus, about a pound of asparagus spears, cut in 1-inch pieces. 1/2 cup prepared, good seasons, garlic and herb dressing mix, divided. 1 pound cleaned medium shrimp. 1 large red pepper, cut into thin strips. 2 cups of penne pasta or zeta pasta, uncooked. And 1 package of feta cheese. Cook asparagus in 1 tablespoon of the prepared dressing in a large nonstick skillet on medium heat, 3 minutes, stirring frequently. Add the shrimp and red pepper, cover. Cook 5 minutes until the shrimp turns pink and the vegetables are crisp tender, stirring occasionally. And you cook your pasta just as directed on the package. And you could use any kind of pasta with this. You could use angel hair or linguine or spaghetti, anything you want there. Drain your pasta and place in a large serving bowl. Add the remaining dressing, the asparagus mixture and cheese, and toss lightly. Serve immediately while it's warm, or it's good refrigerated in a chilled one.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does sound pretty good. And anything with shrimp in it sounds
anything
pretty good.
Anything with shrimp and asparagus, I mean, it can't be bad. You think we could do another one? This
okay.
is an asparagus and parmesan tart. 1 ready-to-use refrigerated pie crust. You know how I am about those. I'm ready to use that refrigerated one. 1 tablespoon of oil. 2 onions thinly sliced, separated into rings. 3/4 of a pound fresh asparagus, trimmed, blanched, and cut into 1-inch lengths. 4 ounces of cream cheese softened. 1/2 cup of sour cream, 2 eggs, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest, and 1/2 cup Kraft shredded Parmesan cheese divided. And I probably put a little more Parmesan because I really like the taste of Parmesan mm-hmm. cheese. Heat your oven to 400. Line a tart pan with a removable bottom with crust. And you heat your oil in a nonstick skillet on medium heat. Add onions. Well, bad, I need to go back to the crust. I bake the crust 10 to 12 minutes until it's lightly brown.
Okay.
I found that with a quiche or anything, if you start out with a raw crust, you kind of got white gummy on the bottom. And you heat your oil in a nonstick skillet and add your onions and cook until they're kind of caramelized and stirring occasionally. Spoon that in the crust, top with asparagus. Beat the next 4 ingredients with a whisk until blended. Add 1/4 cup Parmesan to that. Pour over asparagus, top with remaining Parmesan. And bake 20 to 24 minutes until the filling is slightly puffed and set in the center.
Well, that's pretty easy.
All of these are really easy, you know, and some of them you have to buy a few things to do there. But most everybody goes to grocery occasionally. And all of these things that are here, you can get in this area, really. You
sure.
buy frozen shrimp, you know, you get going to buy the asparagus and the cheeses. But really, it's all stuff that you can buy without going to Whole Foods.
Okay.
I'm trying to watch recipes that, you know, have so much stuff you got to go somewhere else and get it.
Well, tell them what we always tell them.
Oh, never trust that skinny cook.